Hello, Libra, and welcome to your rune reading. It's part of the Vision Quest series of readings. I've had these runes out now for days and trying different ways of photographing them, and what you've got is a rune reading made of some rune stones made for me by a client, actually by a client's mom. And then these are the runes that hung out in a healing cave known as the Chironian in Rosendale, New York, for many years. That was a cave where I learned a lot of astrology and then did this initiation in July of 95. And so these are artifacts unto themselves. You'll see that they're different from the Ralph Blum runes, but this set does use the same pattern. Also, in this section, I will offer a couple of astrology afterthoughts, mainly in the form of responding to a series of questions by a reader. Not all the signs have questions. Doing my best to reel some in for all of them, but we've got some good ones for Libra that might help clarify things. So, these rune readings present a kind of a psychological spiritual formula. They are an extremely simplified notation system that brings things down to the basic elements. There are about as many runes as there are trumps major in the tarot. Three more, 22 trumps, 25, I believe, 25 runes. I got that wrong the other day. Maybe there's 24 runes. And they present us with a kind of a formulation, an equation to follow. And I've kind of been living this one out for a few days. And the formula it starts with, it basically says, you will go through a diversity of challenges and then you will come to a gateway and be able to go through it. And it will end with passing through a narrow passage and then ending up in a very wide space, motivated space. So the spread is read right to left, the traditional direction. A couple of them prior to this I've read in the other direction. The important thing is that you know what you're reading. And so this begins, this spread, five rune spread, pretty much the spread that I'm using for this, because it's a nice, clear equation. And the first rune drawn is Iwas, separating paths. And we've seen this now at least one other time. I don't have the Aries spread in front of me, but we've seen this in the Cancer reading. This is my third one of these. And this basically says it's time to go your own way. It's time to do what you need to do, and that can involve saying, okay, I'm taking this path and everybody else is going to take that path, or I'm going to make my decision and everybody else is going to decide what they decide, whatever that might be, and you do your thing. It may involve, at least temporarily, leaving certain people or ways of life behind, as they say in recovery, people, places, and things. So you have to decide what people, places, and things you need to leave behind and make your choice based on what you actually need to do. And then the next thing that comes up is the blank rune. That's the second one from the right. In one of the photos, I had kind of decorated that with a little beautiful little rectangle of black stone. I don't even know what it is. It seems like some kind of onyx or obsidian. It's some silicaceous, beautiful texture thing, and it always reminds me of a combination of the blank rune and the monolith in 2001. And in any event, the blank rune is basically about letting go into the unknown. And this is sometimes scarier than it seems. Sometimes it seems scarier than it is. And we're not talking about some, you know, vast, huge unknown like being dropped on another continent where you don't speak the language and you have none of your possessions and no way to do business, right? No way to, you know, make money, and you've got to suddenly learn how to ask for a bowl of rice. Rather, this is a kind of a metaphorical unknown where you are consciously choosing to have faith when you are in unfamiliar territory, having made the choice to take this step. And so basically it's saying it's necessary to choose what may be the path less traveled and then to trust that decision. And then here's where there are some challenges that are indicated, which is kind of where I've been hanging out for the past week and a half. One of them, the first one is Issa, the rune Issa. That's the straight, it's the line that is straight up and down, and it is the letter I. Actually, it's the proto letter I, as can be seen, and it's called Issa, and it represents ice or frozen conditions, a place where it actually isn't possible to move very easily, where things may seem stalled or delayed. Maybe it is uncertain. You may be hesitating, but really, typically, the feeling of Issa is the sensation of not being able to move. It's interesting that this is the letter I, the letter I being a word in the English language.